right.
The next application is 11,712 Atlantic Contracting and Material Company seeks a special use exception for a temporary batch, concrete batch plant, sections 115-23A and 115-210AI of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Tupont Boulevard, approximately 970 feet north of West Hudson Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, Map 19, Parcel 14. Again, they are seeking a special use exception for a temporary concrete batch plant for 6 months, as stated in their application. We received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support from Senator Gary Simpson saying that they are writing to express their support in setting up a temporary concrete batch plant on Mr. Wilson's land. The batch plant will enable the work to progress on repaving Route 113. And as many know, Route 113 is in bad shape and is in its time critical that the road be repaired for safety of those driving it. And received no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Excuse me.
Greenfield Patrick Smith, 645 Southwest Road, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Got one more, Jamie.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steve L. Wilson, 17968 Half Hanger Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies. I have this evening the application of Atlantic Contracting Material Company, number 9978, for a concrete batching plant to be located on U.S. Route 113 north of Georgetown. I have with me this evening an entourage of people. I have Patrick Smith from the applicant. I have Representative Wilson, who is the owner of the property, Bob Stickles, who is Vice President of Marketing of Melvin Joseph. From Delta, I have
Javier Torres.
And from Adele, the general contractor,
Robert Kinsman.
And all the way in the back, Ken Adams, who chooses not to participate this evening. He's very worried about Hillary and how the caucus will come out this evening. The proposed site of this property is 36.04 acres, more or less, located in a AR1 district. It's currently used for a storage facility. The proposed use is the operation of a temporary concrete batching plant, and that's permitted under the county code at sections 115-23A and 115-210A. We have provided to each of the five members of the board an accumulation of material that will help you in deciding the matter this evening, and it includes matters relating to the operation of the batching plant itself and a view of the site plan. If you'll bear with me, I'm going to have Mr. Smith step forward and answer a few questions concerning this particular operation. And you are Mr. Patrick Smith, correct?
Yes, sir.
And what is your employment with AC&M?
I'm a senior project manager.
And are you familiar with the DelDOT contract for the US 113 project?
Yes, I am.
And how is it that you're familiar with that?
We are a subcontractor to Adel Construction out of Newark, Delaware. They are the general contractor who has been joined by DelDOT to demolish and reconstruct a 3-mile section of 113 southbound.
And can you describe what AC&M's contract with DelDOT, so to speak, will be? What's your scope of work?
Well, we're contracted to Adel. We are a general contractor. We are incorporated and licensed in the state of Delaware. Our forte is mainline concrete paving. We do highways and especially runways and large aprons and that type of paving work.
And what will you be doing for this particular project?
We will be replacing the demolished concrete pavement.
And how long will this project run?
The project will start, I'd say here in February, they're going to start getting their operation together. It'll probably go through June of this year. Our activities will take place from the time that we have an approval for the plant, between erection of the plant, calibration of the plant, and then the production of concrete to the time that we knock it down and take it out will be there through June.
And I'm correct that what you propose to do, or what your company will be doing, is setting up the batching plant, providing cement to the subcontractors on the project?
Correct.
And that will be all that you will be doing?
Correct.
Okay. And how long do you think you will be on site?
Well, the actual, it takes longer to set the plant up and get it calibrated and tested than it really does to actually perform our work. Our work itself will take approximately 3 weeks of actual production of the concrete. However, there's a process of anywhere a month to 6 weeks to get it up in the air, get it calibrated, run test batching and whatnot for the state prior to production.
Describe, if you will, please, the equipment that you're going to set up on this site for the batching plant.
Okay, mm-hmm. We'll be erecting a Rexcon Model S temporary batch plant. It's a portable unit that comes in a number of modules that bolt together. It'll be erected on a temporary concrete pad. Basically, the plant itself consists of a number of conveyors, aggregate bins, a cement silo, and a central drum mixer, which is very similar to the mixer that you see on the back end of a concrete truck, only larger. We draw water from a well, power from the local power grid, and we take sand, cement, gravel. From the stockpiles that are placed there, put it through the plant, mix it up, and out comes fresh concrete that we then put into off-road haulers, they look like a large dump truck that will take the concrete out to our paving train and will be placed.
Will there be any buffers around your equipment?
Well, yes. Currently, there's a line of trees that runs about midway of the property that you can see that performs a natural buffer between where the plant's intended to be located and any adjacent property owners.
And what's the closest property owner?
The closest property to the plant is approximately 280 feet. The home itself is somewhere in the neighborhood of 340 feet.
Does this particular plant cause any noise, dust, odors, or smoke to be emitted from the site?
No, there will be no emissions from the site. We have an air permit that's in process with the state of Delaware. Basically, our plant, through the environmental systems that it has, removes over 99% of any dust, other exhaust gases that are produced by it. There's the potential for some dust coming off of aggregate piles or haul roads, but we mitigate that through the use of water trucks and sprinklers. There's relatively little, if any, emission. There is some noise. It's probably, akin to if you were going down a busy street in the city. It's not of a level that requires hearing protection for our personnel who are immediately next to it. And obviously, homes that are 300 feet away, it'll be minimal.
What are your daily hours of operation?
Typically, the plant will run from probably about 7 o'clock in the morning to around 6 o'clock at night, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. We try not to work on Sundays. There shouldn't be any late night operations there. The time of year that we're going to be paving, the ambient temperatures out there aren't going to require us to get into night paving. So it should be a fairly quick duration.
Do you anticipate that there will be any lighting on site?
There may be some lighting at the in the twilight hours going into the start of the day and the end of the shift. It'll all be cast downwards. It's a producer on site. There is existing security lighting there. We'll probably have a few lights there, but they won't be shining towards the homes or towards the traveling public.
And this area is also fenced?
I believe there's some fences on the property side where the homeowners are, and there is an existing gate out at the main entrance.
Yeah. You indicated that you were getting a permit. That would be an air quality permit from Denmark?
Air quality, yes, sir.
And you expect that to have that momentarily? Or
probably within 4 weeks, yes.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions of Mr. Smith, and if you have any, we'll take them now, or you can wait till we talk to Mr. Wilson.
Are there any questions this time for Mr. Smith? Richard?
I do have a question.
Mr. Miller?
Is it your opinion that the use of the plant will not have a substantially adverse effect on the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
No, sir. We've operated in much closer proximity to homes before. It's going to be of such a short duration, as I said, approximately 3 weeks. To be perfectly frank, it may be shorter than that. We want to get in and out as quickly as possible. I wouldn't know of anything that's going to be a problem there. We don't even come close to the properties.
Thank you.
Do you have your access from 113, okay? Will that be ingress and okay also?
Yes, sir. There's an existing haul road that comes in there through the main gate off of a DOT-approved entryway. Okay. We'll be using the same entryway, same haul road in and out. Really shouldn't be any.
Did you have to do anything this time other than the last time to bring it up to?
No, actually, this one's been pretty easy. I mean, it's fairly flat. There, other than moving some junk out of the way that Mr. Wilson's helped us with, you know. Oftentimes we have to get into clearing and some substantial road building, but this is going to be pretty quick.
You've gotten the state approvals on a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is a very common practice.
Of course, Mr. Mills asked you the $60,000 question.
Yeah.
Okay, and you answered no.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And your executive summary is very well put. I've gone through this while you were speaking, and you've hit the points that I was looking for.
Okay.
No other questions, Mr. Mills?
Okay.
I'll come my next witness. Dave Wilson, please. State your name for the record.
David L. Wilson.
And are you the owner of the site?
Yes, my wife and I, Carolyn Wilson, and myself.
And would you describe the surrounding properties for me, please?
The surrounding properties is to the north of us would be Hudson Pond Acres. And this site was used 1994, I believe it was, 93, 94, by the contractors at that time, Gregor and Ferrer, for the same site for the concrete plant.
And this was when the widening actually took place the first time, right?
That's correct.
As far as this site is concerned, can you tell me what's on the site now?
Basically, it's been used as a hay field, and it's been used for storage. And we've moved a lot of the items out of that area. So actually, Sussex County ought to be happy because it looks better than it did. It did this time 6 weeks ago.
And Mr. Smith said that the next closest neighbor was about 340 feet away. Is that about right as far as?
That's correct. There's a building lot on this site. It's adjacent to this. So there's a 200-foot building lot prior to the property that joins Hudson Pond Acres.
And you've heard everything that Mr. Smith and I have had to say about this application this evening. Do you agree with it as if you had said it yourself?
Yes. I don't have any disagreement with anything that's been stated.
Thank you. I don't have any further questions, Mr. Wilson.
All right. Thank you.
I have one more question.
Okay.
The people up in that area would like to see this improved, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We're sick of the, what do you call them?
Rumble strips.
So it's time to fix this part of the highway.
Do you feel a 6-month period is going to be enough for you? Or?
Well, that's what the contractors has proposed, their contract with the state. So I think they're planning on moving pretty quick on this. Hopefully that this section will be done for traffic by Memorial Day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So I think that's but the plant won't be down and gone, but the construction part as far as noise and about 3 weeks is what I'm understanding should take place.
And I heard a little somebody say something about we hope to have everything done in Monday through Friday and maybe Saturday.
Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
No Sundays.
No Sundays.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Wilson, is it your opinion that this requested use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, I don't feel so. Being it was temporary and I think there was some controversy back in 94, but the neighbors at that time saw what happened. And that was a longer period because that was from north of Fitzgerald's all the way to Georgetown.
Okay.
So that section at that time, excuse me, when Gregor and Ferrer was there, they were there for probably about 11 months, 12 months, but they had their plant set up. But this time, it's a lot shorter.
Okay.
From what I can understand, it takes longer to calibrate and assemble than it does to do the work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Hudson, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Wharton, any questions?
Okay. One last comment, Mr. Calloway. We've talked about a number of things here, and of course the duty of this application is to make sure that, as Mr. Mills has pointed out, that whatever takes place in this special exception does not adversely affect the neighboring properties, and of course to make sure that their appropriate safeguards are in place to prevent noise, dust, odor, what have you, smoke from interfering the neighboring properties. We've talked about the fencing. If there's any lighting, it'll be downward lighting. Daylight to dusk is the operational hours, or 7 to 7. The only caveat that I would give you is that we say there's no Sunday operations, And just as soon as we say that, it'll rain, snow, sleet, or hail, and there will be some Sunday operations. So we can't guarantee that, but that's certainly not the company's policy to work on Sunday if they can avoid it.
Yeah, actually, gentlemen, we would just like to reserve the right. The reason being, because of the short duration of this project, they're trying to get the traffic put back to the original configuration before Memorial Day. They have instituted some rather stiff penalties. It's $40,000 a day for every day that we go over. So needless to say, we are going to make every effort to make sure this happens within the timeline, and doing it in a 6-day-a-week calendar. We don't foresee Sundays. I think that we've been conservative in our projections, but it may happen. If it does, I would say that you're probably talking at the most. For our concrete batch operations, it might be a couple Sundays in there because of the duration of our actual concrete production is so short. I do know that the general contractor may be working some Sundays on the highway itself just to make sure that he doesn't get hit with a rather stiff bill.
Well, with that statement, you still don't feel it'll have adjacent effect on the neighboring properties?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, well, we will do everything we can to... We have a very good reputation with the adjacent public whenever we go into an area like this, and we make every effort to make sure that we don't inhibit them. Thank you.
My witness made some more statements, so it may have prompted some more questions. I don't know that it did.
Hearing any further questions?
Sounds like he's praying for a drier spring.
Yeah.
Yes. At $40,000 a day, he'll have the biggest umbrella.
Some will top that. Tarp, Ted.
I have nothing further, gentlemen.
All righty. Hearing no further questions. Do you have any, Mr. Tarp? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? I've got to ask. One, two. Is there three? I'm sorry, sir. You're in the back. I forgot you're watching the, what was it?
Caucus.
Caucus is back there? Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the applicant has certainly presented the board with all the information that we need to look at as far as operating a plan, as far as the safety is concerned, as far as the neighbors are concerned. So I feel that the special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, so I would approve the case number is what?
11,712.
Thank you. I wanted to hear the chairman say that. I approve 11,712.
And I'll second.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that and add the word substantially.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get that, Mr. Rickards?
Substantial.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,712. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,712 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed, John.
Have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Very good.
I believe, gentlemen, that's all of the business that's before us this evening. Madam Secretary, do you have anything for us?
Just a reminder, the next meeting is February 15th.
No, Tuesday the 9th.
Tuesday the 9th.
That is a special meeting for the sign workshop, and time will be forthcoming. But the next regularly scheduled meeting of the board is February 15th, and I will get you the time for the 9th as soon as I get it.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, you have anything?
I have nothing further. Ms. Cornwell covered.
Okay.
Motion,
Mr. Sherwood. We'll take a break.
Second
we'll
that.
Come back and adjourn. Have a second to that.
I second it.
All those in favor?
I'll take a break.
All opposed?
I'll take a break.
Motion carried. Adjournment.